joining. Thank you for tuning in to Proclaim God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. Now listen as the prophetess gives you an insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
Peace and blessings to each and every one of you. I thank you for tuning in on this morning. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, we thank you, we praise you, we give you all the glory. Now, God, we ask that you would have thine own way, O God, in the matchless name of Jesus. Lord, I decrease in order that you may increase within me. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you would heal, deliver, and set the captive free. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. And if you have your Bibles on this morning, would you please turn them to Luke, the 15th chapter, the 22nd and the 23rd verses. That's Luke 15, 22nd and 23rd verses. And I will be reading from the Contemporary English Version. And it reads as follows. The father said, "Quick, bring me the best robe, my very own robe, and I will place it on his shoulders. Bring the ring, the seal of sonship, and I will put it on his finger. And bring out the best shoes you can find for my son. Let's prepare a great feast and celebrate. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of his most holy word." And today's topic is, it's with your father. Everything you need is with your father. The deliverance, your healing, your identity, your breakthrough, your joy, and so much more is with the father. It is not found in the alcohol bottle. It is not found in the crack pipe. It is not found in the marijuana cigarette. It is not found with you walking around being depressed. Everything you need is with Father God. He has it right now in the name of Jesus. So on this morning, the prodigal son returned home, filthy, dirty, with hog manure after wasting his father's inheritance through his wild living. Yet when he returned, today's scripture recounts his father's response. The same is true for us. When we've gone off course and made a mess of our lives, despite of what you've done, despite of what we have done, God has a robe of honor waiting for you. It's not in the hog pen. It's with your father. He has a family ring that restores all the authority of sonship. It's not in the hog pen. It's with your father. He has the best shoes for you. They're not in the hog pen. They're with your father. Everything you need, is with the father. He has a fatty calf and a feast waiting just for you. It's not in the hog pen. It's with your father. It don't matter what people said about you, how you messed up, how you got off course, how you turned your back on God because you didn't see things happening quickly in your life. God is waiting with open arms to redeem you back, to redeem you back, to restore you back, like it never happened. But I want you to understand this. There are three lessons that we can learn from the prodigal son. Number one is, it's never too late to turn back and ask for forgiveness. Come on here, somebody. It's never too late to turn back from what you're doing and ask for forgiveness. Number two, God is always waiting with open arms to welcome us home. He never left us. We left him at times. We strayed away, but he says he is married to the backslider. My God. He said he will never leave us nor forsake us. He is waiting right now with open arms to welcome you home. And number three, a celebration will take place. Come on here. Angels are rejoicing when a lost soul finds his or her way back to God. Embrace God's love and mercy in your life on this morning. We cannot live without him. Everything God has for us is good. Come on here, somebody. So I want you to understand what caused the younger son to return home. The prodigal son, he was seeking worldly happiness and ended up upset and destitute. But it was there in his helpless and his hopeless condition that he finally came to his senses and remembering his father's goodness. And he decided to return home. And you can look that up in Luke 15 and 17. When we get tired of going through stuff and when we feel like we don't have no hope, it's easy to say, okay, I'm finna go back to the world because I was having more fun, per se, in the world than I am over here. But that's the good thing about it. You can go back to the world. But once the world get through beating you up, you will run back to God. Because that's what the prodigal son did. He was seeking worldly happiness. Instead of seeking happiness with the Lord, he was seeking worldly happiness. But he felt in a hopeless and helpless condition that he finally came to his senses and said, no, this not it. My Father's goodness is much better than this worldly happiness. Thank you, Jesus. When you've gotten off course, it's so easy to stay in the hog pen, condemning yourself when God has a fatted calf out in the field with your name on it. When you've gotten off course and when you want to come back, but your mind is saying, no, I got to get myself together before I come back. No, if you could get yourself together, you don't need God. But if you come just as you are, God will receive you. God will receive you with open arms. He will love on you. He will embrace you. He will not even allow you to think about what you went through. Because the God we serve, he would throw everything into the sea of forgiveness for it to rise no more. He will forgive you. He will accept you back into the sonship. Oh, my God. He will robe you with righteousness. Come on here, somebody. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. He wants to not just receive you back, but he wants to restore what's been lost. Some of you have been through trial after trial, and you don't even see where there is no end. But God wants to restore you right where you are. Because when you come to a point to where you get it in your mind, I can't do this by myself. I need God to guide me. I need God to help me. I need God to heal me. That's when you will return home. Because the world don't have anything to offer you, not a child of God. Come on here, somebody. The world hates God, and the world hates anyone who serves God. Come on here, somebody. But God is waiting on this morning to restore you back to him. He's waiting with open arms. He's waiting to restore what's been lost. He's waiting to restore your dignity. Ah. He's waiting to restore your character. He's waiting to restore your integrity. Ooh, he's waiting to restore your honor. Now catch this, he's waiting to restore your reputation. But the enemy stripped you of your reputation, talk bad about you. He's waiting to restore your reputation. He's waiting to restore your joy, because some of you have lost your joy. You just going around here hopeless, like there is no hope. I understand. I get it. But God is waiting to restore you back. Everything that you have lost, God said, I want to give it to you double. He's going to give you double for your trouble. Think it not strange that everything that you went through, it was for the glory of God. Some of you have gotten so weak that you can't even go on. You want to throw in the towel, but now it is not time to throw in the towel. Go back. Allow God to restore you. Allow God to revive you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Arise and go to your father. Tell him, I can't do this on my own. I need you like never before. Arise out of your grave clothes. Arise on this morning. He will give you beauty for your ashes. Arise in the name of Jesus. Let us pray. Father, thank you that you have forgiven us, imperfect as we are, and that every mistake we've made has already been paid for by Jesus Christ on the cross. Father God, thank you that your heart of restoring love and mercy for all that we've lost or that's been taken. Father God, we believe that you robed us in your righteousness and favor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Well, I thank you for tuning in on this morning. And I want you to remember everything you need and even everything that you lost, it is in your Father. And he is waiting for you to come back to him. He's married to the backslider. He wants to robe you with righteousness. He wants to wipe the slate clean. He wants to restore you. It's time out to listen at the devil's tactics. God wants all of you and not some of you. It's time to come back home. It's time to arise, shake yourself out, and go to the Father. Hallelujah, Jesus. If you need to contact me, my number is 318-206-8953. And to look at my website, www.patriciajwilliams.com. I have written many books, and I even have some words of inspiration to help you along the way. Remember, I love you. Yes, I do. And God does too. And when you're down to nothing, rest assured that God is up to something. Be blessed and have a great weekend.
You've been listening to Proclaim God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. If you would like to correspond with this ministry, the address is P.O. Box 3514, Pineville, Louisiana, 71361. The phone number is 225-268-8164 or by email at faithisthekey47@gmail.com. You are also invited to visit our website at www.patriciajwilliams.com. And as always, may God bless you is our prayer.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. K-A-Y-T. Gina Alexandria.
K-A-Y-T. Shreveport Greenwood. 92.5.
This is Getting to Know Him with Pastor Elvira.